Give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
Woo-hoo! It's the Monica J Show on this Monday. Your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And let's get to it. Talking text lines, 884-9910, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. What do you think? Since 9/11, are we more patriotic or less patriotic? There's also an other button there for you to put in your comments, and we've gotten some hell of a comments on there. But let's go through quickly some of the headlines. Wow. SCOTUS delivering a right and a left hand punch. Just really bringing it down. And a lot of people just kind of Supreme Court has voted to allow states to prohibit their presidential electors from supporting a presidential candidate other than the one chosen by popular vote in the state. The case was brought by Colorado and Washington officials. The Supreme Court settled the matter of faithless electors. So, for all of those trying to succeed when they are chosen by the people they are supposed to represent, and all of a sudden, you know, we saw this during the Trump years, you know, or the Trump election. Well, we want to vote for Hillary Clinton because we don't, you can't do that. You're supposed to be representing people who voted this way. So that, you know, that should be making some big news. Or how about the fact that, Cuomo, you know, that New York governor who speaks so loudly and proudly for the left? This has got to be killing him. He had to admit that hydroxychloroquine works. And he wants to lift restrictions. CNN had to admit hydroxychloroquine works. Oh, that must really chap there. Gavin Newsom now restricting, not protesters. Nope, you can go out and protest and scream and cuss and do anything you want. Get in the face of your law enforcement officers. But if you try to sing in church, if you try to lift your voice to heaven and God Almighty and sing his praises, well, then to hell with you. And you'll be shut down. Imagine that. This is the world that we've turned into. NFL shooting themselves in the foot. All of these distractions, the election, you know, truth, justice in the American way. Huh, this sounds like a good organization. The Brennan Justice, or the Brennan Center for Justice. Brennan. I wonder who that group is named after. Did you know that they are heavily financed by George Soros, and right now that they are advocating for the use of drop boxes? Drop boxes. Out in the community for you to deposit ballots in on voting day. It's part of a whole suggested overhaul of our voting system. Due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, which should have never have been labeled a pandemic, which is a complete hoax to steal an election and your rights. And yes, around the world. So is it about an election? Is it about a virus? You know what people like to do to really set off distractions when things aren't working? When the things that they've published, that they've made public, like Agenda 21 and the UN 2030 plan, you know what happens when you get in their way of one world government, one world banking, one world economy, one world policing? They distract you even more with the possibility of war. And I'm not talking about war on the streets of America. You know, the race war, the civil war that people keep talking about. The fact that in 6 weeks, six cities, major metropolitan areas, in 6 weeks, 600 murders. Those aren't deaths from COVID-19. Hell, half of the deaths out there of COVID-19 aren't of COVID-19. Because they flat out lie about the numbers. Because did you know that COVID-19 deaths have hit an all-time low? No, because the media keeps directing you at more cases. More cases. Ah, we have a spike in cases. Really? Do I have to use the term dumbasses? Because there's more testing going on? So, what are we going towards? Why is Russia working with China? Why is Iran working with Russia, who's working with China? Why is China doing all this? Why is the mainstream media distracting you with all of this? You should never live in fear and you should never be alarmed, but you should be prepared. I'm going to have producer Craig join us here because a lot of people are asking questions. What's going on with China? Why do we have ships going? Why do we have aircraft carriers going to the South China Seas? Well, why do we have Russian planes being intercepted in American airspace?
Six times in June.
Craig, what do you think about this? What have you heard of what's going on?
I think there are people that are attempting to test how far we'll go and want to provoke us into starting something. Them showing up and testing the waters to see how far they can get inland or whatever inside the U.S. territory before they turn around. And if they even do try and turn around and, you know, test America's resolve, are they going to start something by shooting something down?
And I think that our response time.
That exactly. You know, it's like an arsonist or somebody who calls in a fire to see how fast somebody's going to get there. And then 3 weeks later, they actually set the fire and that way they can be out of there in time.
So,
or sit and watch it from the street.
People have, you made this great point to me because people have been making in the comments on our access here through the talk and text lines and through the emails. But then why are we in the South Seas of China? Well, it's to make the end run of, we can come behind you or we can come in front of you.
Yep. We can either respond from the continental U.S. and Alaska, or we can come up from behind from the South China Seas.
One of the things that concerns me the most, I think, is the fact that of those, you know, six flights, two of those were bombers that were intercepted.
Mm-hmm.
That people need to be really paying attention to this, because Trump has proven time and time again he is not a president of war. If he was, we'd already be in war with Iran for, you know, shooting drones down and attacking in the seas. But he doesn't play that game. He really is a president of peace and exposure. So it just, I'm kind of wondering too how far we will actually go with all of this. As Craig and I were talking, this is all national news. You can find this everywhere. You can find it on Fox News. You can find it, NORAD spokesperson. They've got this on NORAD. This is so much more than just about a virus. So much more. It is about total control, and they will do anything, anything to have it. Even put us once again at war. Because that's all that war does. It just kills us peasants. We'll be back with more of your thoughts, your texts, your emails, and some interesting things that are happening here in Northern Nevada as we get set for a very special session to, well, take whatever little money you have left away. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Whoa, the Monday after the 4th of July, it was so wonderful to see so much spirit and everything in Carson City over the weekend, and God love you. We had a death today that it's really sad. It's heartbreaking because this man was an American icon. And not because of a song. I'm not even going to play that song. Yeah, Devil Went Down to Georgia's great song. But we're not going to recognize him by playing that. I want to recognize Charlie Daniels and his passing by playing this for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am 80 years old. Thank you. I'm pretty happy about it, too. But I have lived through a lot of wars and skirmishes and what they call police actions in my life. I go back to the day Pearl Harbor was bombed. I am firmly convinced in my heart of hearts that only two things protect America: the grace of Almighty God and the United States military. We have had the honor of being among our men and women in uniform in some pretty desolate parts of the world here in the last few years. And I want to tell you something, folks, and I mean this with every fiber of my being. The ones you see in uniform are the best we've got. We owe them an unpayable debt of gratitude, and not just to our folks on active duty now, but also to all of our veterans, to all our National Guard, to all our reserve troops. And tonight, with a feeble but heartfelt attempt at saying thank you, would I dedicate this next song to anyone who is, was, or will be in our military. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. That man is a true American.
The coronavirus is spreading rapidly.
Yeah, BS there. Sorry about that. Didn't hit the silence bar fast enough. You know, we just lost a great American, and I am so sad about that. But remember him for more than just a song. Remember everyone for more than just maybe one thing that they've done in their lives. Because we are so much more as people, as individuals, than we are given credit for. And we talk about civil wars and race wars and fighting amongst ourselves. And there are all kinds of new groups popping up. Because as you pay attention, as media forces you to pay attention to Antifa and understand now that they are a legitimate organization without all this BS of organizational structure, that doesn't matter. Know that the organizations you need to be more aware of and more concerned with are the Black Panthers, the Black Militia, who just stormed Stone Mountain with 400 armed militia members. And a lot of times you think, oh, militia members, you know, well, great, protecting the country. No, these militia members are not with Black Lives Matter. They are just wanting to take America as a Black nation. There is also the Black Hebrew Israelites, the Muslim Brotherhood, and a way for our destruction from within. This isn't going to be about some black punk smashing the windows at Louis Vuitton and stealing stuff. It's not going to be about the looters or the rioters. It's going to be about people who are amongst the crowds, who are tactily educated, who are on a mission. More guns have been sold in this country over the last month, over the last 7 months in this country than in any other year before. What does that tell you that people are gearing up for? More ammunition has been purchased than in past. If you are still worried about where your kids are going to go to school, what bar is going to be opened, getting out and having some fun, you better know that there is a lot more coming down the pike, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Let's go to the talk and text lines quickly. Neil, you want to talk about alternative news, Neil?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a person who reminded me of what you talk about. I don't know her name, but her show called Tipping Point on One American News. And she talks about she's against the Democrats and stuff like you talk about and the rioters and all that. She's really good, and she's basically like you in her own way. And you need to have a show on TV instead of the radio. Be really cool. You face it on TV.
Or something. Neil, that is so sweet of you, but I got a face for radio, so we're gonna stick with that. But thank you, Neil. God bless you. That is so sweet. Whatever you can do, dump the mainstream media. I'm talking the blame stream, the ABC, the MSNBC, CNN. You got to go with alternative sources. And when we're talking about TV, we do have Newsmax here, and I'll have to go find it. Somebody sent it to me. I believe it's channel 175 If you have Charter Spectrum, and then they sent me a list. I got to go find it again. I get so much great information from all around. I greatly appreciate it. We've only got about a minute left before we take our break, but we've got Cowboy Barbie hanging on the line. Also, one of those great American patriots who was out Saturday standing and rallying for truth, justice in the American way. Hey, Cowboy Barbie, thanks for being out on Saturday.
A militiaman, you're saying that I have to be a Minuteman right now, and I will be.
Militiaman,
reporting for duty on the side of the right, as you correctly pointed out, truth, justice, freedom, the American way. It's right for a reason. And, you know, both of your, I force you to add the all of the above question to the Friday question about responsibility to understand who's our freedoms. And it is shocking that nobody said it was their own responsibility.
Yeah,
you're right about getting on the internet, of course. And then juxtaposed today with the brilliant question of the day, and almost holding hands, less or more patriotic. And you have veered to it, and you're talking about it, very uplifting. It's actually because those of us that are patriots know what's at stake here. And it's the pledge that I, of allegiance, and the Constitution I swore to uphold and defend as a military cowboy Barbie on duty.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. You have a great day, and we will be back after this news update right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text lines 884-9910. I was thinking of somebody else's number. Okay. 884-9910 and 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are Americans more patriotic now or less since 9/11? The left has become far less patriotic, in my opinion, while the right has been and is becoming more patriotic. We're trying to keep our country from being destroyed by the left and their socialist ways. That's one answer that somebody sent in. I love the concept of this country, but hate our government at all levels and the people now. Why? Another one. What's patriotic about being forced upon the commie train to oblivion? 1911. There you go. Just a few of the answers. So far, the majority of people saying that, well, we have nobody saying that we're more patriotic. But we have 62% of those participating saying that the left is far left patriotic and the right is becoming more patriotic because we know what's at stake. Even to the point that we are uncovering and unmasking even what Trump is doing. You heard me right. Because if you go in to the USMCA, which he is very proudly touting, you'll see in there, well, first off, you have to wonder, why didn't the Democrats fight back on this? Because there are clauses in the USMCA that will remove our sovereignty. That's right. It's all hidden in there. Why? Because people do not read things. It's 2,410 pages. And according to the U.S. Constitution, Congress has the exclusive power to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states. The Constitution further elaborates that all duties, imposts, and excise shall be uniform throughout the United States. But some of the most alarming items in the USMCA, well, sex-based discrimination in the workplace, implementing policies guaranteeing workplace protections for gender identity and other LGBTQ gender-related issues. Why would Canada and Mexico be involved in that for the United States? I mean, there are some very interesting things. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, because I voted for Trump and I will vote for him again. But something that we should be pressing is getting out of the USMCA. Please look it up for yourself. Look into it. There are all kinds of great videos that go over it. And while you're there, make sure that you start searching for some other things. You know, like Agenda 21. Why all this is going on? It's really sad that we've gotten to this point. And from Don's call earlier, wanting to know where Amadei is standing on all of this, you're not going to get a straight answer. Why does the Republican Party still support him so highly? Because it's the party. It's not the people. It's not about a virus. It's not about a civil war. It's not about a race war. In some respects, it's not even about an election. Because some of the things that I see Trump do, it could just be the flip side of the same coin. The United States of America losing its sovereignty. That great experiment that was started so long ago. New World Order. When you said that in the past, you were dismissed as a kook. You were dismissed as a crazy person. But now you are being forced, literally, to stop and look it up and try to figure it out for yourself. Because everything that we have talked about for the last two decades, all the people who were trying to wake others up about chemtrails, all of those people who were trying to wake people up about Jeffrey Epstein and pedophile rings. Why is it that only pedophiles can be lowlifes, a coach here and there, a teacher here and there? And yet more and more every day, we're finding out that they're politicians, they're royalty, they're heads of state, there are clergy. The list, it goes on and on, because the world and this country has been infiltrated by evil. and everything that they do is just a distraction for all of us. Tomorrow's question is going to be, do you or will you from here on out support the National Football League? And I think that we should expand it even more than that. The NBA? Any major sports league? Because the NFL has a very long history of eliminating free speech and free expression. Think back to 2012 when the NFL had an issue with Tim Tebow kneeling for each game to pray. They also had an issue with him wearing the phrase John 3:16 as part of his blackout to avoid glare and made him take it off. Yet now the NBA will have on their court painted Black Lives Matter. They will have those sayings on their jerseys. NFL, same thing. Why did all these major league sports come out against people who were trying to show support for Hong Kong? Because the communist Chinese government owns them. So as you look at our kids being pressured to do better and get into sports, and we put so much money into sports locally through our education system, that education has been pushed out. Because we want to see him get into the NBA. We want to see him go on. Look at the career that was followed with Kaepernick. We want to push them in to that life. But do you even know what that life really is? It's not riches and fame. It's servitude to communist China. Let's go to the talk and text lines quickly before we take this break and check in with Kelly this morning. Wants to talk about a little history. Kelly, thanks for calling the show.
Oh, thank you for another stellar episode today. I remember seeing on the internet screen about 2010, I'm going to guess, on Veterans Day, there was a missile launched from the coast of Southern California, trajectory eastward, and it came pretty close to a UPS jet. And I sort of missed the story this morning, but I wanted to touch on a beautiful story that Tim Tebow's mom wrote called The Ripple Effect, and it's a pretty miraculous story about his birth and gestation and all that good stuff. And just wanted to point that out, and it's so cool being on hold because then you remind me of all these important things to hit on. And thank you, sweetie. I really
thank
appreciate
you. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it. You know, because there is so much more that people forget about. Because of what we eat, because of what we listen to, because of what we watch, our minds are mush. You know, you go back and you can find these things because there are people who document it. And one of the things Kelly was talking about there was actually, it was a military official. They're still unclear about that mystery missile. It happened back in November 9th of 2010. People were saying it was an optical illusion and involving atmospherics and the contrails. No. Our military, if you look at the military, not as a whole, but as some branches and at some levels. I'm talking about levels that the infantrymen and, you know, those who are the everyday, it's almost like the FBI, you know, the everyday boots on the ground working for the protection of this country and the people. Even they don't know what the administration is doing. Go duck, duck, go Donald Rumsfeld. Go educate yourself about the higher-ups. Because it is a very enlightening experience. And what you have thought couldn't be true, like a missile going into the Pentagon, destroying a investigation, you have to sit back now and take another look and say, huh, I guess we were lied to. But it was such a good lie. It was such a good lie because we are good patriots that we just didn't want to believe. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Oh, I know he's got something to share here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And that is Mike. Mike, thanks for calling the show. You had a little bit more about that missile back in 2010?
Yeah, there was a cruise ship out there in that same area. They said they had an engine fire. They lost all power, generators, everything. They were out there for 5 days. But it was the same area. So I don't know if something was also involved with that. Was it an EMP weapon they were testing, and a cruise ship happened to be out that way?
That's an interesting...
Was it China that launched
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, because EMPs, you know, people don't know how to live without electricity and, you know, all of the electronics that we have in this country. They don't know how to do it. And an EMP, our enemies know that that's all they have to do.
Yep. And a couple of years ago, don't remember, in Hawaii, they had that fake missile alert that went over. Somebody sat on the wrong button or something, right, on a council.
Yeah.
And set off, there's an incoming missile alarm.
Yeah. It's all just a test leading up to a certain point, Mike, but thank you for jogging our memories on that. You know, let's wrap up the show with one thought here from Pee-wee, and then I'll go into my thoughts. Why in the world would anyone allow themselves to be coerced into being so afraid of getting sick that they become too scared to live? Get over it. Everybody dies eventually. Besides, if it ain't dangerous, it ain't fun. Pee-wee, that is just a little window into your world. Love you, Pee-wee. Thank you so much for that that text. We'll be back tomorrow with more on professional sports. Because we have taken people like police officers, firefighters, doctors, and we've pushed them aside as icons, as heroes, the people that our children want to be in the future. Now we have rap artists that disgrace women, sing about killing cops. And the younger generation, over the decades that have had their minds poisoned with that, eat it up. The television shows that have slowly crept in over the decades. Remember when Mr. and Mrs. Brady first slept in the same bed together? Yet Lucy and Desi, you would never see them outside of twin beds. Laura and Rob from the Dick Van Dyke Show. And now, you watch a popular new show like Snowpiercer, and you see graphic sex on TV. This is how far we've come because, well, they wanted this point. They wanted God out of our lives, out of our churches. They want him out of our schools, out of our military, out of our hearts, out of our minds. But we're not going to end up that way. At least not those who know how to overcome all that we're seeing right now and all that we will have to go through in the coming months. Love you. See you tomorrow. Or talk to you tomorrow.